Bechota, the Gemara that Tzach in the Beis says as follows. Amar, the second line, Amar, the Shamei, Chalotzli, Menoli, Vaholech, Achai, Kela, the Beis America, Shmai, Menet, Plas, Shmai, Menet, Ovel, Osu, Benilas, Asando, Shmai, Menet, Shmu, Rechol, Kein, and Oivet, Tzalei, Omechot, Shmai, Menet, Mitzvah, Yom, Kekula. That's the Gemara. So, the Rosh points out that the Holocha Achai Kela the Beis America, Shmai Min Atlas, Shmai Min Ovel Osu Benilas Asando, Shmai Min Ashimu Rechol Ke'en and Oivet Tal Yom Echot, Shmai Min Amikis Ayom Kekula. That's the Gemara. So, the Rosh points out that you see, you get the impression clearly from the Gemara that one niyug of avelus is sufficient. Now, all he did was malotzi menali. He didn't talk about the other various nihugim. Some of these you can do, right? Like place, sit on the floor. I mean, other things you might have attempted to do: cover up the face with a tumas arosh. Didn't do all these things. Turn over the beds. You don't find it is. He did only one thing. But the Russian Simon Chavtas says that it's enough that one nig of avails. And the one nig of avails he did was he took off his shoes. He demonstrated in avails. However, the Rosh says, during that time, you may not do anything which an avail may not do. But if you take off the shoes in the shower, for example, then that would not be a demonstration of avails, because although you're taking off your shoes, but you're in the shower at the same time. Or if you're learning Torah, that'd be no good. You're doing something which an avil is not supposed to do. But part of the reason is that if you're learning or washing, then how can you say that minute is avelis, the key of avelis? But even though you took your shoes off, but you're showing the perish and you're not fulfilling avelis. So what happens if a person hears a shmua when he has no shoes on? Rosh says, okay, then you have to do something else. What do? Turn the bed over, if that's what your minig is, or do a tifas arosh. Do what a little bit mana zeh. We don't have any more kfiyas amitah, nor a tifas arosh. So what do you do now? So the Orach HaShulchan says, sit on the floor. Sit on the floor, this is an indication of avel. Yes. A shmur rechoka. Anybody. Shmur Chok is no one hour of avails. We'll see later. It's a question whether it's apparent or not. The shout of the Gemara, Machlokas, who there knows whether he really is the loss of a parent or of a sibling. That's the shout of the Gemara, right? Abba Kayam, Ima Kayam, what does it mean? The whole Machlokas in the Rishon in the story, and that can have a lot of ramifications. What the story was. Was it a parent or something else? We'll see later on. It's not Kamina for mice. Yes, Dan. No, minute. Now the Russian Simon Lamed has a very interesting discussion. This is a real lumbus. It's not some, simple shot. Exactly when does this hour take place? The quote over here, Simon Lamed, the Rush says, the Sakula Rabbi Hon Amina Mixam Kakula, Amina Nami Mixus Halila Kakula, Odaki Yom Bina, we discussed it once before. Then he says, in Afkamina, in Bosla, Shmur, Rakota Balila, Yosha Mixus Halila, in Muta Lirkot Balila. Will it be solved, Kasam? No, you don't say it. Why not? Should the Balila Lavuch Kamilsa? Shall I dare for another Lakots Minalea Balila? It's a little bit schwer, no? Because the Rosh himself said in the very previous similar, the Rosh, they knew that you're not wearing shoes to tie your shoes to lose. What do? Cover your head. No? Cover your head at night. People don't do that at night. I'm reminded that Baruch Shami in Rabbi Steinsaltz's Gemara, a picture of a Tifas HaRosh, Tifas HaShemel, like I said. this way, over like this, and then, all right. Okay, Shmita. So we have a few copies circling in this message, you can look. He says that shot. Okay, anyway. So what's the Rosh saying here? That at night, you can't demonstrate that veil to take off your shoes, and then you can't even sell out the kula. What kind of business? So just to go up here for Rosh, to be a Shmita. Shrek, I'm sorry, difficult sheep. Okay, maybe that's maybe the Rebbe as a whole from his own, what the Rosh himself said in the previous sermon. I don't see why not. Rashbam Kosa, Noah in Ahom Leisha Mitzvah Yom Shvi, Velo Velayla. Umar Shiyosh Mitzvah Velayla Ve'avelusa, Enim Machshivin Oso Ola Biyo, Velo Yadan O Time of Mai. That's another reason. Rabbeinu Meir Kosa, Im Shama Shmur Chogu Velayla the Mitzvah Ha Laila Kekulo. The Apal Gav the Gabe Zayin, Lo Amin Mitzvah Laila Kekola Yom, Kiduyam Aliyel. How do you see? Ovel came and she'amdu menachem me'etzlo mutter b'rechitza. Where's that Gemara? You test him at days, correct? Umash madavka b'yom shvi v'chein nirad b'shemon shloshim toch v'man limnos ad mikzas yom shloshim. How do you see? V'damu b'fek b'yit v'megila v'chein shemeret yom k'neged yom l'titpol ad ha'netz ha'chamet. Kamashim came in the voice, Svira, Svira bimama, bimami. Ana the called David, lo solik biyome, your boy Svira. Lo amina mitzvah salada to call ayo, adamoch. This is over lo yetim yipes of beso, and anay tachama. Do me the shemeres yom. The chen biyom shlosh, and lo yigalech ad anay tachama. Miyu, and yishmur of kogut lo boy Svira, and asagi bisho achas, salka afilu balad. This is a very interesting thing which the Maharam just said over here. What did Maharam say? The special halacha of Svira. Whenever there's a Svira, a count. The count could be a whole number of days, ranging from what to what. Come on, give me the answer.
One.
From 1 to 30, no? That's what I was waiting for, the 1. That's tricky. The Shemeres Yom Kodek, you're counting 1. So it's a Kiddush. That's what we consider a Svira. Count 1. Up to 30, Shloshim goes better, certainly including 7. So when it's a sphere, for some reason, it's a sphere, you know, and therefore you have to have it to Yom Kula Bayom. However, the din of Shmua, Rechoka, we don't call that a sphere. Why not? I would have said it's also a sphere of 1. Then it's Shemeres Yom, the sphere of 1, and it's Yom Kula. It's not. It's by Shemeres Yom, the Torah's Makadim is called a sphere. That's the whole parashim, it's Sophilos, and the Sophilos, and the Shiva goes, and the 1 goes, and everything. Whereas the din of Shmur Chalka, he does not, the Maram does not consider it to be a sphere. Yeah.
There's
a potential hemshech. Shai says the reason that one is considered a count when it comes to Shemeres Yom is a potential hemshech. Either a potential hemshech is for Tumah, he's counting for Tara, but it's the same letter. But it could be. Yes, Steve.
Why is
a Yom HaKad? I would have said this far, Yom HaKad should never be called Sphere. Sphere is a count 7, a count 30, a count 1. It's not counting, it's 1. But I thought, and if not, that's why Avela Tzor Mecha was not called a sphere. The Shimt and Shalas Fakir. Why is Shemeres Yom considered a sphere? I wouldn't have said it's considered a sphere. The answer is just like Zubik learned from Zubik Gdol. Just like Zubik Gdol counts 7 days. And those, the Dikas are called by the Torah sphere. So too, Zubik Tana, this is the Dikas Yom Echa, and it's also included in the category of sphere. Adina certainly tells a lot. Adina is just a matter of taking care of the Sarkar makes. It's all about counting the 7 days of Shiva. Let me do the 2 unrelated things. Okay. Here's what it says here in the Russian Simulat. Very interesting Rush. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say today, you don't need a yom, maybe you don't need a yom at all. Why do you want from there?
I would have said that too, because I got to come on. No. Mommy, no. Okay, this is Saka the Rosh. The Ramban argues. Ramban Paskis mixes a lot of Ketulim. The famous Ramban on page Reish Test Vote. I'm sure you all enjoyed learning. It's only one page, not one and a half pages. After the last one, it's like a breeze. It's very important, Ramban. So Ramban says, quote the Chachmei Tzarfatim, let's say you have to be by day, not by night. Excuse me. Where did I get it from? They have four riots. What are the four riots? First one is the Gemara of Zion, which says, as Kifas Amita, there are Shabbos, Afa Pish Emer El Yom Echad, Chozer V'Kofer. So Avelis is up on the seventh day of Avelis, is Sunday, so Chozer V'Kofer. Amai, Hakodem Shizokei V'Shosh Shechashecha Yotzalam V'Kofer Yom, V'Yotzalam Shimus V'Meir Evo. If the last day is Sunday, if you'll say Mixed Alad and Kukulah, by talking like Gonzalo, it's ready all over. So what do you have to do Kifas Amita for? That's one right. Number two, the Gemara not from the text we just quoted earlier. So the Gemara says, Kevin Sha'am the Menachem may add some Muslim Rechitza. And one of the Menachem presumably, when is that presumably? Sayom, Moshe Pshat. Number three, what we just learned, of Alpha Beis. Allah Shabbat Yom HaShvi, Moshe Menachem, Kudar Abayis, etc. So, I'll be on the Shvi Atman Ogam Ksavet. Those three riots in the Gemara's Moed Tug, in our parents. Then it's the Rosh Shirai from Shas. The Shas Indian over here. The Yoshanino in Yishtamer, it's Yom Kodek, Yom Lotipol HaShaton, it's Afhano. When we're Farshino, the Gemara, the Gemara Megillah, Tama came in the bird, Sphira, Sphira, be a mummy. Allah, and this is a lot of Kukola Yom, the Minyan Shiva. Those are the four riots. Three local riots, Moed Tug, and one from Shas, Gilad, Lida, Dava, etc. These are the riots which are brought. V'dateinu anu nota lahokim. Ramban is maker. Yeah? He's maker. Mitzalat kula. Umash, amdu menachem yetzlo mutter. Mishim de mikzayom, kikulo. That's Ramban. Im rotza lino kula bavelus noi. If you want to, you can. Behem shayodak and l'shevo menachem etzla b'yom ha-shvi l'nachem u'levar ha-kruchas b'rachava hechi ha-ava mutter b'rachitza v'chakach yina gimel v'eva imoin v'eva avel em rotza l'rchot b'layla v'lina manola v'shloyovi menachem etzla b'yom ha-shvi kval put a sign close avel is over put on the front door hu adin hu ata he may so therefore those Gemaras in Moed Katan, which refer to Avelis by day, those are the two riots from your test of Chafal. Yeah, of course. It's only for somebody who wants to have the Avelis go on until the next day when he has his Nichem Avelis on day 7 by day. But if you want to close shop at night, say, Avelis is here by over for the sign of the door, do not disturb. And you can cease the Avelis, Leil Shvi. Yeah. Now what about the Gemara and that from Zayin? The Zusha Marna Mia the Amina the Mosi Shabbat Afa Pish and all the Yom Echad Chozer the Kofa and around the Vera. She revived Torah to Lino Gav Elusa B'Shakri Nor Bo Arvin. The Adrab Hiyan Osen Es Yerai Machuas Is Ata the Hoga. Shim Tov Makol Alay Le Mekis Le Yom Chad Lino Gav Elus. Pshita Mishim Yom Echad Lama Lo Yeh Chozer the Kofa El Le Fish Mekis Alay Le Mekis Kol Yom ופחיות מן הזמן אשר הוא עליו חובו, ראשו אלו נלמין על סטנדו לשעק דר שיבו, סך את התחמילות יצורך לתמוס כמה שמלון, אין בציון פולטרו, עד שיינגו בכל גזיר השיבו, אף הפי שנוגע במקטוס. But you have to have all of the things fulfilled. So on the contrary, the Rabban takes the, turns the table. Your quote, the Gemara Chav Zayim, which says that you have to do the Kfir Samit after Shabbos, that shows that it has, that you can't do mixes until Sunday morning, otherwise it's open one split second. Fakir, if it's till Sunday morning, it's obvious. Why do they even need to tell you that if you Kfir Samit after Shabbos? The answer is like the reverse. You Kfir Samit for one split second. You might as well, don't bother turning it upside down, back up and down, back. Kamash doesn't bother anyone, because he also mixes it with food. You say it at night, but only if all the Kiyumi Avelos are fulfilled. Okay? So far, so good. So it's a standoff. As far as Martin Tuck is concerned, it's really, we can understand it fairly readily. Well, you can argue. We'll see the minute the Ritva argues in certain things, but you can understand what they're arguing about. Yes, Eitan. Everything. That's right. Let me for a minute. That's a good question. What if you're doing them all consecutively? 1 minute I'll do this, next minute I'll do that. But to do 1 minute in time and you're doing everything. It's unclear in Ramban. You get the impression in Ramban that you don't have to be so cruel if you do everything. It's a piecemeal.
Sometimes you have
we'll discuss that we've done on Friday Shia, they come up again this show. How did you say about that? Let's say a guy that only one thing for a minute. Does that end that avail as far as that's concerned? Or it's not end it at all until everything is done? Spear on back. No? What'd you say?
I don't think so, because you never know it's available.
So nothing is done until there's everything. It's all on until there's everything. That's what I thought, Tashim Shah. But Ramban is not always, doesn't always spell anything out 100%. I think Ethiel is right. Yes?
What is the
connection
between
the Middle of Kuro and the Middle of
Kuro and
the Middle of Kuro and the Middle of Kuro and the Middle of Kuro?
Nothing.
You change topics. We're talking now about Yom Shvi. Right. There, that's the Rosh there. That's different. But now we're discussing the Yom Shvi. Yes, Steve.
How on Yom Shvi does it
he doesn't have to lie on it,
right?
Because during the day. Doesn't have to lie on it, he turns it over and took it right back over again.
At that night, he did it.
And he's like this. Yeah. Yes. Well, I guess why I picked on that particular one? Well, one other thing about Tifus HaRosh, in terms of, you might have thought that Kfiyas HaMitzvah is a tremendous hassle, that's the word. Tifus HaRosh, you do it in a split second, you put on a talus. But Kfiyas HaMitzvah is a hassle, you might have thought, they're not going to bother such a hassle just for 1 minute. No, you do have to hassle for 1 minute. That's Pashup Shah. Okay, so that's good. Now I don't say. Yeah. So what will happen according to the hold on a second. So this is what it says here in the Ramban. Well, no, Menachem, it's only if he wants to schlep it out longer. What will happen to the Shloshim? Where will the Avelos be over in Shloshim according to the Ramban before? When? The Lila, right? If they mix the Lila Kikulo. There are no Menachemim. I guess the guy, if he wants, can schlep it out longer, but there's no real reason to do so as far as Shloshim is concerned, according to the Ramban. Okay. Now, there's a Shver Ramo here. There's a Shver Ramo. It So Ramo says, when is Avela Tov on Yom Shvi'i? Amdo HaMenachem. What's the Gemara? No option of at night. You reject the night for whatever reason. Sphere or whatever. But then Ramo says, what's the Yom Menachem? And no one happened. What happened then? What do you do? If you have an Achamim, so we know. If an Achamim get up, that's in the available load. If there are no Menachemim. So he said like this. Well, we've been as Elu. She ain't have an Achamim regil lava b'yom zayin. They didn't come to them, they have a Shvi at all. But that's what happens to in America today. What happens? The dominion is a minion. The dominion, but they saw well. Then the dominion, if the dominion is over, they're not going to leave. That's all no Menachemim. Oh, there's no minion. There is no minion. But Ramon said, there's no minion. So, Ramtin ad shah shirigilim amanachim lovo b'shar yomim. The hainu liyacha yitzir b'yis ha-knesis. Shirigilim lovo b'manachim. In other words, in those days, let's say the other stayed at home. Dam b'chidus. The first visitors would first come if the minion is over. The lokim ha shirigilim ha-hamtin shah alayom. And a dove told you, Akamina Samanachim, the minion of shah-acha, to wait an hour. They used to end down in there at what, 6:30 in the morning, was Shachas is over already. You don't have to wait an extra hour. That's the Tzaka of the Ramon. Now hold on a minute. War time. People used to wait longer, just wait a full hour after the day. You don't have to wait till long. Just wait till the time of the Shabbat davening is over. Which presumably was less than an hour after the day. Either they start with something daven for seeking, right? So from for seeking, from Shmon Esrei till you see a riot from here. From Shmon Esrei till the end of that should take you less than an hour. Or often around more. That's a push in certain places. So, Lumela, it's a difference of, I don't know, half an hour difference. No fair, as long as it's, let's say the sunrise at 7. Sunrise at 7, 7:15, davening is over. So, by 7:20, people are at the house. 7:30, they're gone. But there was a minute to wait till 8. So they don't have to wait till long. Extra hour, we have extra half an hour. An hour, it turns into half an hour, really. That there was no need to wait for so long. What was the 7:10? Who can hear you? What Nathan? To wait an hour after Nathan. The minute was to wait an hour after Nathan. Well, it's not necessary. As long as the time of the davening is over, which is earlier than that, a few minutes later, there's the Amdom and Achamim, that's long enough. Okay? How do you read it?
How
do you read that? How else do you read that? No? I don't know the way to read
that, no? Yeah.
So Shloshim, exactly. So what am I going to say about Shloshim? What would you say?
Well,
he's going to reject, not he rejects. So what's the...
Well,
okay,
wait till the morning.
Oh, that's what I would say. Neit Tachama. Right? So as far as Shloshim is concerned, when should the Avedis be over? It should be over when? At sunrise. No? As soon as the sun is going to be seen over the horizon, he pulls out his shaver. And stands there, he waits, you know, when he looks out in the window. He consults his calendar, sees when the sun rises, and then he pulls out the shaver. No? That's how that thing should be. I don't understand this Ram Hagos or Ramo. I don't understand where he got it from. So if you take a look, and he says the parentheses came master for Ushri. The rush. What rush? Who rush? I looked it up in the Dark Emotion. Sif Kot Nalef. Dark Emotion says, that in the rush you see, you might have thought, let's see if someone else says it, that Ach Yavdo HaMenachemim, so if they're no Menachemim, it's tough noogies, sit there all day. Don't laugh, but people say that. But you might have thought, So the Ramah, Dr. Moshe, no, you see from the Rosh, it's not that way. It's not that way. No? It's not that way. But, right? So then what's that? So what happens then? So what do you do? How long do you wait? So the Rosh says, first of all, you have to be present face on a Netzachama. And it should break a leg on a Netzachama. So the Rosh says Netzachama. That's exactly the rest of the parish, both the Shimon and the Shlosh. Where did Ramah get the Shoachas? Unless you want to say that Shoachas but may want it, it means a split second. I don't know. When I read the Ramah, he was trying to say that you can be Mekel more than the Minigol. Maybe the other way around. Look inside the Ramah. The Ramah says like this. He says, no, if the Menachem don't come on day 7, so you have to wait until when? You have to wait until the time the Menachem comes. After the Meshul is over. Came near Ali. Would low kemosher regilin lahamtin shoah al ayom? Can a double totally rock by midas hamanachem? So, mail him that shoah midas an instant. If I thought you were right, I'd be very happy. That's exactly what I think the Rosh said. I think the Rosh said that way. But, I don't know. Can you read about Rosh that way? Shoah al ayom? I thought shoah al ayom meant a shoah. Okay. If mail is right, then I'm happy. What was that on that Dr. Moshe?
No, that was like what? Dr. Moshe explains the minute.
Of what?
He says
not that
there's no math
to do it. How long do you have to wait? Take a look. It's cutting out. Well, it's a cat, not right like Mayor. Hey, no, they're not Menachem, they're not Menachem. Oh, it's confusing. Let's see. Menachem, it could be that Dr. Moshe said Mayor is right, although Lush is a little misleading. Okay, I take it back. Mayor wins again. That although the Lush, it seemed to me, indicated that the Ramah will say that there's a minute is to wait an hour afterwards, but we'll have to correct that to say that the Ramah meant that they get it right at Netzachama, and then the Ramah turns around and says that you should wait till Shiloh Menachem, which is against the Dr. Moshe. May as well just start with the Kash. I don't know, there's a mess over here. There's a big problem over here. I can't figure out exactly which one is right. And we gave back to Dr. Moshe Aruch, of course. I don't know if he has anything about this. It's very likely he doesn't. He doesn't know what's happening. But, alright. What do they do to what this man is there? What happens? Do you think it happens? I think that the Netzachama. There's no Menachem. Netzachama, up and out, that's it. Okay, very good. Yeah, sorry? Yeah, minute based level, and it's no problem. Everyone agrees that the minion is over. Minion is over. So let's say that someone is no minion. The woman is sitting shiva, there's no minion or whatever. So what? Oh, that's what I was wondering about. The Ramban gave you the option of closing up shop earlier, closing up shop at night, and that's it. You want to have a letter? Oh, okay, you can have it longer. So, l'chaira, that option should be open to us, not by night, because we reject the Ramban, but it should at least be open when? By day. So why doesn't just the other should say, close, and at sunrise, we'll just get out of the house and go to shul. It's a hassle. Someone makes it a hassle to make a minion base oval. I mean, just would save the whole hassle. Yes. You mean if talks. Says, if we hold like the minig of Netzach Hama, like the Rosh seemed to say, then the Chor will be a great idea. But since we wait for what? For Amidah San Menachemim, that's the minute which is quoted over here, when the Menachemim usually come, even if they don't come, so then he'll never have to get the shul on top. Let's go to the executive minion. No? He's got to live somewhere in a neighborhood where, you know, they all come 6:30 to down there out by 7. The girl, he can get in his car and come to Wahoo by the executive minion, he can be there. Any part of the city, he can be there. Or the super executive. I mean, what's the problem? Or go to Bar Park. I mean, you know, I mean, what's the big deal? Save the whole Indian. I don't know, it's a good question. Okay. Now, the Ritva takes on the Ramban. Doesn't happen too often. The Ritva, the Ramban says so, is Korea Mishtafa. Here the Ritva doesn't like it. First of all, he says like this, these guys think they're doing them a favor. They're coming to the Menachem, and what are they doing in effect? They're schlepping out of their nails an extra day. You pull out a favor. That's the Ritva's first cash. So that's no cash at all. The guy has the option. I put the sign closed without disturb, and they come and send them away. So what's the Ritva's against? The Ritva's against the Ramban. That the guys are coming to Menachem are in effect prolonging his avails? No! If he wants to, we could stay, could stop it earlier. Sorry? I don't know, the guy wants to, he wants the bell to go a little longer. No? Maybe. Beyond that, the Ritva asks, so it's up to everybody individual. He'll just stop whatever he wants. He wants to stop 8 o'clock at night, or after the sun gets dark, he can stop then, he can stop at 9, he can stop at 10 and 11, he can stop the next morning at 6, 7, and 8. Whenever he wants to stop, he can stop. That's what he has to benefit out of. So yeah, so is Ozana, son. So why not? What's this terrible question? The status sheer kalacha v'yoda v'yest. New all the Ritva do with the Ritva, and the Dvarapha, and according to the Ritva hasn't come out? No, not v'yoda at all. Beyond me, is it according to the Ritva unbelievable? V'nai v'nachem. If I cared, according to the Ritva v'nachem don't show up on the seventh day, give vault. He's sitting there, he's waiting, cook, please come. Please come, do me a favor, call him his neighbor, please, come now, I've got to work. All he said to me was, if nobody shows up, ain't Sarah Chesado Bishmini, oh, that's the chidush. You don't have to go on, the avail is going on to the next night and the infinitum. No, that's what he says. Urafsakas yam shvi, shiyamit sasa kukulu, tzarek lehu. Lush to the Ritva back on New Testament base. He goes against the rush. The rush says, no Menachem, we stop at night. He says, no, you know Menachem, you keep right on going. Then he says, Dafka mixes hayom kekula. Avol leil zayin eino kekol hayom. Why? She'ein derech Menachem ela b'yo. That's what the Ritva explains. The only reason that this doesn't work by night, if the Ramban is right, it should work by night. No. Because Menachem don't come at night. So from the Lashon, you get the impression that if I will summon my next neighbor to come at night, that wouldn't help. Because ain't there a Menachem come at night. What about in America? People are only by night. You go to a base level, by day it's empty. By night, you can't even get in. The Ramban Shem can't get his chair, the Ramban Shem can't walk into the house. That's a dark. According to the Ritva, come up as man as that. What should come out new? Mitzvah like a kula. Wow. That's what should come out, before enough. According to the Ritva. Wowee. So his book quotes the Ramban's business about having a full Avelis at night, via Samita, etc. And he has two words about it. Ve'en ha-mechuvah. Pretty scathing comment. He doesn't tell you what he wants. What I think he means is, that you don't have every single kiyum of Avelis. Rather, he derives from our Gemara. No, here's the connection. In our Gemara, he said, not to have one kiyum, just take off the shoes, it's enough. So there are the Ritva figures, the same thing should apply to the mix of the cool, who also has enough to have one kiyum. Against the Ramban, it requires kol dark yavel, if you put it. One problem, Rabbi Osa. Yeah. I think so. You can't do any Yisroel Avelis until the Avelis is over. The Avelis is over, the Menachem has come. Presumably by the time the Menachem has come, you will have had, when you're coming, you're sitting on the floor. Then you start over the already, you're going to Magal, it's going to be a Kim of Avelis. Let's say Motzei Shabbos. Give an example. Motzei Shabbos. Let's say we said Bisman Azer. This is the Ritvot agree. Bisman Shev. The Derech that come at night. So we say mix a lot of the Kula. The Ritvot says no need to turn over the bed. Even when they turn over the bed, because you don't have to go and do it. I still not turn me. I'll be there for a minute. I'll use my Avelim and that's it. So I understood. I got one problem with the Ritvot. Why should it depend upon Omdu HaMenachem Eitzel? Why is that so critical? He would follow, that's it. That's the end all and the be all. That's it. The veil is over when Omdu HaMenachem Eitzel. That's it. Why should that be so? I'll phrase the question a little bit differently. What does he do by Shloshim? If on Shiva he only do stops the veil is what? Omdu HaMenachem Eitzel. And if they don't show up, he's stuck a whole day. Right? We're supposed to spell it out, correct? So what do they do by Shlomo? Run a Menachem? Okay, you should say it shouldn't apply at all. If Omdu Menachem is a prerequisite, you need to not go off the Avelis. This just happened by itself. Just get up one. That's the whole vote of the Ritzvah. He has to go to Ramban. According to Ramban, I got to say, okay, just pick up and go. Avelis here by over. Unilaterally. The Sat, the Shia, go left and be over. That's the Ritzvah's cash. And what will you do with Shlomo Shim Ritzvah? So also, it's vital to start the Shia Kolach HaBiyadah. What did he gain? What? All day, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is mixed there, cool on Shloshim. No? You test him at base? Yes, Shemekin.
The reaction to Nachman is that Nachman is basically the Meiser Hecker of stopping. Now, whenever you say to him, cool, that he might take the start, I go to Ramban the Rosh. The Ritva says that you need to stop and need my second. Now, by Menachem, by Shiva, where there is a concept of Menachem, so there are no Menachem, right? So if I don't have Menachem yet, I never had a Mice Hekra. So you always think of they're coming later. So there's no Mice Hekra that stopped. By Shoshim, there's no Menachem in the first place. That you don't need a Mice Hekra that will stop.
I hear what you're saying, but it's a little bit schwer. So, all right. I hear. Yeah, we'll come back to it. Yes, I wrote.
Oh, to the
Yes, I wrote. Yeah?
What
was the
Shimi said? The Torah is before God
the
Gemara, right?
It's
a Kashi on the
Menachem. Right, the Torah should go.
Why doesn't
that just do that? That means we should close down the brains. That's it. Close down. Stop. It's the Chatzos. Can't have any Putul. Just learn the Gemara Peshut. I want to understand. I can't know where left we're making the Efter Chatzos. I want to understand it. I want to tell them on this Torah. Why should it be that it's a concept you have to of the Menachem Eitzel, and if you can't just pick up by yourself, which notion of the party can't pick up by yourself. I don't want to understand why that's so. Yes, ma'am. Well, that's not exactly, we'll come to the talk later. Okay, what are you saying?
So my question
doesn't have one piece, that's the right way. Okay, I'm going to put together a different piece here of the puzzle. I think I would put together what Shimi said, and what Nadia said, and what Donnie said, whatever everyone else contributed also. I think maybe you could say the following. Maybe you could say as follows. If you think I'm wrong, and tell me, please, because you could do a better shot. I thought of the big chilek between Avelet Shiva and Avelet Shlosh, like as Dani just said now. Avelet Shiva, there are kiyume Avelet. Right? We discussed this a little once before. There is Kfiya Samita, there's that Kfiya Sarosh. Even failing those two things, there's certain things which are active demonstration of doing something. I hereby do this, it shows that I'm an avelis. Person face sits on the floor or takes off his shoes. There are ways of demonstrating that that a person is an avelis. But in Shloshim, it's really only Yisurim. What does a person do? What he doesn't do. He doesn't shave, doesn't get married, doesn't go to chasiness, and doesn't wear pressed clothes. It's all dumb. They don't really don't do anything. As Donnie just pointed out, correctly. So I thought as follows. That if the avelis of shloshim, which is purely an avelis of don'ts, so I thought it was just a matter of don'ts. So, okay. You say mixed the kula. I thought there was blown out by Shloshim, mixed the lahat of the kula. So the only reason he doesn't go with the cheshen of the place with the sphere of Yamama, we'll come to that later, the needs of the zone. He goes Pashut. There says, no Menachem, it's not Derech HaMenachem to come at night. But Shloshim, not doing Menachem, not doing anything, it should stop at night. But there's nothing to break it up, as it were. Let me tell you, that's important to break it up, a hecker. A hecker is only if you have to do certain things. So in order to stop doing what you were supposed to do before, you have to break it. So now I had to do this, and now Menachem come, they pick up, now I don't have to do this anymore. Whereas Shloshim was purely a matter of don'ts. It's a surah. So perhaps we could suggest when it comes to that, that as long as the mitzvahs are young, even mitzvahs are allowed perhaps, again, that's enough. It's automatic. It's automatic in that kind of a case. Perhaps. So the Rabban held that since there are kiyume shiva, mitzvahs hayakulu require they do you can fulfill each and every one of them. That's the Rabban Zosh said, no, call it any of it. Call a kiyume. And soon we have to meet the 1 second from Mati Shabbos. But the Ritva said that's Eina Mechuvah. Every whole dark avail is cool out there with the right. God, doesn't like that. The Rosh Hashanah Chokas, we said earlier. So the question the Ritva asked against himself is, what do you need? Kfiya Samita from Mati Shabbos. I mean, that was, we were trying to trace the Ritva's reasoning. He said, it must be that the Ksenira Mapsik Min Achutz. Shalo Yeshir Kolecha Biyodo. Someone has to come from the outside and break it up for you. Perhaps it could be like to give a melitza, modeloshen, ain't chavish mat atzim beis asur. You can't just pick up and stop. You have to do certain things. You can't just give. It's a minig yisrael. Don't be mizalzam and hugging. A minig yisrael when someone finishes the shiva, so the rabbi or the balabatim, they come and they say, get up. They hold somebody, they even hold his hand. You pull him up from the bench and they take him out of the house and walk around the block and against the ice. I don't know about this, but they used to complain about why Rabbi Lula doesn't go to the base level and on the 7th day they do this whole ceremony. Tell Rabbi Young is the world's expert at this. He's been doing it for 70 years. The whole, talks about the ocean and the seas. It's a whole beautiful poetic way how to end the Shiva Semei Avelis. Okay? It must be a very special thing. So they complain, why don't even show up? Why was I in shul? I hold the rabbi to be in shul. So like five after this, a ganze ceremony with various different ways of doing it. You may write the Vorot. The person who's the Gemara said, according to the Chacham and Abba Shaul, he said, Mitzvah Sayyot Kekulo on Shloshim and not on Shiva, correct? Does she exist? Yes? Shloshim and not Shiva. Atma, why? What's the difference? Philip Klein. Like the Rishon Logan don't explain really well what's the difference. Manashah. Yes, yes, no, no. What? The Chacham Dabba Shaul is one of the Testament days. You say mitzvah we have the kula only by shlosh but not by shiva. I want to know why. What does it say why? Perhaps it's as follows. But in shloshim with only surim, as Dani said, so they all, okay, he's surim, he's observed the 30th day, into the 30th day, it's finished, that's enough. But shiva is kiyumin. Kiyumin just can't just walk, pick up yourself up and walk out. That doesn't have to break it up. But, so what breaks it up? So what? So the Ramban says, you do all the cumin for a minute, and that's enough. And the Ritva says, well, Menachem come and say, get up, that's enough. And the Chachamim say, Again, well, it was not his fault because he was shalom. However, the Rosh in Siman Nun Tes, the Rosh in Siman Nun Tes, walked